Hello everyone, good morning sisters. So we just kicked off the new devotional, and the topic is redeeming your time. And this is day two, and we're going to be discussing stuff about managing our routine, structure, putting structure in our lives that helps us to be able to achieve whatever it is we want to achieve. I will just quickly read through what the devotional says, and I have a few thoughts I want to share, right? It says here, it says, why is it that the worst songs are some of the hardest to get out of our heads? Is it because they are uniquely catchy? That might be part of it, but then actually there's a scientific answer to this question. It says Dr. Roy Baumeister explains that if you listen to a randomly chosen song and shut it off halfway through, the song is likely to run through your mind at odd intervals. If you get to the end of the song, the mind checks it off, so to speak. If you stop it in the middle, however, the mind treats the song as unfinished business. And that's why this kind of earworm is so often an awful tune rather than a pleasant one. So we're more likely to turn off the bad one in mid-song. So it's the one that returns to haunt us. Neurologists would tell you that it's not just unfinished songs that our minds keep reminding us of. There are also unfinished tasks and unfulfilled commitments which our brains are bursting with. That's a problem because God didn't design our brains to store that much information. This is me saying now, I do not agree with this in the commentary. God actually created the brain to do so much, but the brain is not created to keep everything in the fore of the mind, that's in the front of its visibility at every time. The brain can store so much information. Actually, science says that the mind has not used even up to 1/10 of its capacity, you know. So the brain can store so much, but all informations don't sit in the fore of the mind, you know, at the same time. And that's why organization is necessary, right? So there's a principle put here. It says, let your yes be yes. So to redeem our time in the model of a redeemer, it says we must ensure that our yes is yes from the smallest to the biggest commitments we make. Reading this, you may not understand what the writer means by let your yes be yes. He's simply saying if you kick off a task, finish it. It says our solutions for practicing this principle in our modern context are inadequate to say the least. From trying to keep track of to-dos in our head to storing tasks in starred emails. He says, I think most of us must admit that our yes is not always yes, like Jesus commanded, and thus we are more stressed than ever. So what's the solution? Extracting all your commitments out of their current location, extracting them from your brain, from your email boxes, and create a workable strategy. So it says post notes, etc., placing them into a trusted external system. And then he did a video that can help to understand better, but I'm going to do a bit of a talk that would help you. So Matthew 5:37 says, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. So I could say this, that when you're not organized, Satan can use that to cheat you on things that you could easily have achieved because you lose time to lack of planning. Philippians 4:6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Jesus Christ. So for me, what that is saying is that prayer brings clarity. Prayer removes the clogs in your mind. Prayer gives you the opportunity to sit down and clearly see through the eyes of God and be able to plan a routine that can power your life towards productivity. 2 Corinthians 8:11 says, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also be a completion out of what you have. So this I agree with. I think this should be the key scripture. You know, the ability to tidy things, the ability to finish things. So if you have a desire to start something, then have the desire to tidy it up. So if you complete projects, you will not have unfinished projects lying around all over your life. And these are some of the things I want to point out. James 5 verse 12 says, "But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with anything, but let your yes be yes and let your no be no, lest you fall into judgment." So the simple interpretations of some of these things are, if you are not somebody who finishes through stuff, you're going to have issues. You're going to have issues because you're not going to be able to complete stuff. And, you know, God trusts us to be effective managers, right? God trusts us to be effective managers. So for any vision you have, backing up that vision immediately should be an execution plan. That execution plan should be broken down into milestones. That those milestones should have timelines. Those timelines should be supervisable. They should be objective. The things you have written should be achievable. And then you should grow and accommodate the discipline to start things and do follow through, you know, to be able to finish things. So if you can finish things, it's a fantastic habit that will help you to be productive. When you start things and you don't finish them, you have a lot of messed up feelings and feedbacks, and you would deal with a lot of unfulfillment in your life because you'll find yourself starting off things here and there and none of them ever gets to completion. That lack of completion leaves you with a residue of unfulfillment. It leaves you with the residue of unfulfillment. So as a believer, there are two dimensions. You want to please God. You also want to experience the fulfillment of pleasing God. And so you please God by also, you know, you please God by tidying things. And it brings you what? The fulfillment you need. So it's a win-win situation. Jump into projects without a plan. Do not run your life without a structure. Do not be planless in your Christian work, in your career, in your business, in your home, in your, you know, in every area of your life. Do not be planless. Do not run a life without a structure. A structureless life is a destinationless life. Is a fulfillment denied. So you're trying to deny yourself fulfillment because you're gonna have lots of unfinished projects here and there, and time will be passing, years will be passing, and it comes with its own. It comes with its own dark feelings, you know. It denies you happiness. Sometimes people even go into learned helplessness because they assume that there is something wrong with their life. There is something wrong here. There is, you know, maybe God is not answering prayers as he should. Maybe things are not working as they should. They don't realize that they are not taking stock of how they are running their life. There is no clear-cut way. There is no value proposition. There is no strategic plan. There are no milestones created. There are no timelines placed. There is nothing they are intentionally working towards with regards to their plan. You know, sometimes when you think about the mental work you need to put in to structure what you want to achieve, you feel like, this is too much work. So let me be doing it at my own pace, how I want to do it. The problem with doing it at your own pace is that you may never finish doing that thing. The problem with doing it according to whenever and however is there will be no discipline to it. There will be no consistency to it because there is nothing, there is no schedule for it. So you could forget it for 1 month. And remember 6 weeks later and be like, oh my God, I need to do. And you find that what happens is a lot of things like that, other things in the same category will fall through the cracks. All those things will be there and there's nothing that would make you be able to do them because there is no plan around them. No plan, no structure, no timing, no supervision. So you need to be able to have a plan around things you want to achieve. You need to have milestones, you have to have timelines. You need to supervise them by yourself and be sure they are being done. And if some of them require more than you to do, then think. Get people to work with you, set the structures, put the milestones, you know, deploy you know, delegate the responsibilities, have timelines for everything, and supervise the results, you know, and assess it, and, you know, get feedback and do follow through on everything. Be consistent, respect the times you have put, respect the requirements, respect the demands, and follow it through. So it helps you achieve things and it helps you complete it. So you follow things through, you tidy it, you start working on another one, you follow it through, you tidy it, you start working on another one. That's how growth happens. So as you're doing those things, that's growth. That's achievement. You're achieving one thing after the other. You're achieving one thing. In some cases, you're doing multiple things at the same time. You use a team to achieve all those things, following through, breaking all those things into different stages of how they can be achieved, which is milestones. And you put timelines, you put structure, you put achievement assessments to it. So you have a way of getting report. You get, you know, you collect feedback, you review the feedback, you give advice, you follow through the things you have reassigned, and you know, you work with the people and with yourself until those things are achieved. So these are the things I want to say, and God bless you. And I want to say this, please, all the way to your home management, your personal plans, have structures, have things that will help you achieve those things, all the way to your money, you know. Plan your money, have a structure, have milestones, have what you want to use your money for. Know how you're going to save from the money. Know how you're going to invest from the money. Know how you're going to convert the money. Know what you're going to do with money before you spend them. Don't start spending money before you have planned the money. Plan money before you spend them. So God bless you, and the Lord give you grace to apply the things that you have heard. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.